Climate and sustainability. And good afternoon to you, Kevin James. Are you good?
I'm very good, Ernest. A bit of rain this morning in the Cape. Not enough, but something.
Yeah, rain is good, I suppose, especially as far as the Cape is concerned, because you need more water there.
Absolutely.
All right, Kevin, as I mentioned earlier this month, in fact, Earth Life Africa won a historic battle against the government in the North Gauteng courts, which basically puts the brakes on the development of a new coal-fired power station until the climate or climate impact is known. What's the latest, and what is this really all about?
So, Ernest, yeah, this is quite a historic event. As you say, once again, civil society has taken on government in the courts and won, which seems to be a pattern. This time it's Earthlife Africa who took on the Minister of Environmental Affairs, Edna Molewa, who in true government style simply overlooked authentic public participation as part of the process. So they basically rubber-stamped the authorization of this new power station without the climate change impact assessment having been completed. Prior to the authorization of 630-megawatt Thabametsi Power Station in Limpopo, which I need to remind everyone is a water-stressed area, they had appealed against this authorization, but then Minister Molewa suggested that there was actually no requirement for such a study to be conducted as part of the process. So to be clear, this wasn't an Eskom power station, but rather a consortium including the lead developer, which is a Japanese company, Marubeni, Royal Bafokeng Holdings, who we all know, Exxaro Resources, who we all know, as well as the PIC and a couple of others. They were granted preferred bidder status in what is known as the coal baseload independent power producer program. We know the renewable one. This is one for baseload coal-fired power. So obviously this deal is very convenient for Exxaro, whose phase one of the Thabametsi mine, which is quite close by, will supply all of the power station's coal needs. I mean, that Thabametsi mine produces about 3.5 million tons of coal per annum. So this hiccup, I suppose, will be very frustrating to them. Earthlife Africa insists that the climate change impacts are not only about the heat-trapping carbon emissions that you would associate with a coal-fired power station, but probably as important in South Africa is that the Waterberg area is a water-stressed area. The plant will compete with farmers and communities for this water and will also exacerbate the extreme weather events such as floods and droughts, which are becoming more and more prevalent and causing economic and social issues. This is becoming very interesting, Ernest, because as it is basically setting a precedent which would allow stakeholders to determine whether a power station should be allowed to be constructed at all, and if allowed, what kind of conditions and safeguards should be imposed to limit its climate change impact over its 40-year lifetime. So this is really interesting and interesting times indeed.